Leadership and Culture. Why Managers Fail and Leaders Prevail. The 5 Essential Leadership Skills for Creating a Culture of Belonging that Drives Performance and Loyalty Within Your Organization. By John and Katie McCann. Introduction. Culture isn't just one aspect of the game, it is the game. In the end, an organization is nothing more than a collective capacity of its people to create value. Louis V. Gerstner, Jr. Quickly, from the top of your mind, what are 3 adjectives you would use to describe a leader? Would strict, superior, or stoic be one of them? Traditionally, a boss was a manager who had their own office, far away from everyone else, and only spoke when there was business to discuss or disciplinary action to be taken. You would never think to tell your boss a funny story about your weekend while standing around the coffee station or sending cute cat photos on your workplace group chat, even though there are still stern managers who have little tolerance for imperfections. The workplace environment is evolving. People no longer want to be managed. Instead, more empathetic and conscious leaders are in demand. A 2021 Ernst Young survey revealed that empathetic leaders are one of the reasons employees decide to join or remain in a company. Amidst growing social and economic pressures, employees are seeking more support and understanding in the workplace, now more than ever. The survey, taken by over 1,000 U.S. employees, found 54% of employees had quit their previous job because their employer was not sympathetic to their work struggles. Just because a large majority of workers desire more compassionate leadership, that doesn't mean leaders are following through. In fact, of those employees surveyed, 46% believe their organization's efforts towards creating a more supportive environment for employees were dishonest, and 42% admitted their organizations didn't follow through on their promises. What has become apparent over the years is the disconnect between what leaders and employees define as empathy. Suppose you ask a random leader how they are building meaningful bonds with their employees. In most cases, they will tell you about the free snacks and beverages handed out on Friday afternoons, and the fabulous pool table recently installed in the games room. These benefits are great for boosting morale, but at the end of the day, they are just gimmicks. They do very little to make the employees feel like accepted and valuable members of the organization. Employees secretly long for a sense of culture and community, to feel excited to go to work because they get to spend 8 hours with their work family. They want to know their senior leaders care about them. The bad news is that culture and community cannot be purchased as easily as a pool table. But the good news is, it can be developed by adopting purposeful strategies. This book aims to train aspiring, newly appointed, and experienced managers or business owners how to develop the skills to become an empathetic leader instead of a disconnected manager. This is done by creating a positive, inclusive, and authentic culture within the team and organization. The book will present 5 strategies used by the most successful leaders to create a culture where people want to be there and have a sense of pride and ownership in their work. Authors John and Katie McCann both have leadership experience with large and small companies, and now work together as leaders in their family business. Together, they bring a wealth of experience in building and managing successful teams with mutual trust and respect. After reading this book, you too will understand what it takes to be a great leader and maintain a positive team culture, which will help you achieve your personal and organizational goals.